Olaf's associates looked at Klaus and Sunny for a moment, and the two Baudelaires got ready to run, dragging Violet's gurney with them, if they were recognised at last. But after a moment's hesitation, the two disguised men looked at each other and nodded.
"I suppose you're right,"
the hook-handed man said, and then turned to the audience.
"Sorry for the delay, folks. As you know, we're real doctors, so that's why we're explaining everything. Carry on, Dr. Tacuna."
"The craniectomy will be performed with a knife," Klaus said, "which is the oldest surgical tool in the world."
He was remembering the section on knives in A Complete History of Surgical Tools, which he had read when he was 11.
"Early knives had been found in Egyptian tombs and Mayan temples, where they were used for ceremonial purposes, and mostly fashioned out of stone. Gradually, bronze and iron became the essential materials in knives, although some cultures fashioned them out of the incisors of slain animals."
"Teeth,"
Sunny explained.
"There are a number of different types of knives," Klaus continued, "including the pocket knife, the pen knife, and the drawing knife. But the one required for this craniectomy is a Bowie knife, named after Colonel James Bowie, who lived in Texas."
"Wasn't that a magnificent explanation, ladies and gentlemen?"
the hook-handed man said.
"It sure was,"
one of the reporters agreed. She was a woman wearing a grey suit and chewing gum as she spoke into a small microphone.
"I can see the headline now. Doctor and Nurse Explain History of Knife. Wait until the readers of Daily Punctilio see that!"
The audience applauded in agreement, and as the operating theatre filled with the sounds of cheers and clapping, Violet moved on her gurney ever so slightly. Her mouth opened a little wider, and one of her limp hands stirred briefly. The motions were so small that only Klaus and Sunny noticed them, and they looked at one another hopefully. Could they keep stalling until the anaesthesia completely wore off?
"Enough talk," the bald man whispered to the children. "It's lots of fun fooling innocent people, but we'd better get on with the operation before the orphan wakes up."
"Before I make the first incision,"
Klaus said again, continuing to address the audience as if the bald man hadn't spoken,
"I would like to say a few words concerning rust."
He paused for a moment and tried to remember what he had learned from a book entitled What Happens to Wet Metal, which he had received as a gift from his mother.
"Rust is a reddish-brown coating that forms on certain metals when they oxidize, which is a scientific term for a chemical reaction occurring when iron or steel comes into contact with moisture."
He held up the rusty knife for the audience to see, and out of the corner of his eye, he saw Violet's hand move again, just barely.
The oxidation process is integral to a craniectomy due to the oxidative processes of cellular mitochondria and cosmetic demystification,"
he continued, trying to use as many complicated words as he could think of.
"Clap!"
cried Sunny, and the audience applauded once more, though not as loudly this time.
"Very impressive,"
the bald associate said, glaring at Klaus over his surgical mask.
"But I think these lovely people will understand the process better once the head has actually been removed."
"Of course," Klaus replied. "But first we need to tenderize the vertebrae so we can make a clean cut. Nurse Flo, will you please nibble on on Laura V. Bleedyote's neck?"
"Yes,"
Sunny said with a smile, knowing just what Klaus was up to.